Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Let's get to this Liam Hendricks audio because he is the epitome of fun.
I spoke to my tarot card reader this morning. I spoke to Ruby. She gave me a couple things.
He believes in the tarot card reader, Ruby. They've become family friends.
Now we'll see what the future holds. No, that's good. It means transition, change.
Oh, that's cute.
The happy squirrel.
That's bad?
Possibly. The cards are vague and mysterious.
We talked to him about it on this show. It is not a bit. He loves it, believes in it, and I am here for it. It's great. We need more of it.
23 years of donations to your parish, and this is what this guy sees hanging over me?
You should have never gone to a psychic. It's divination. It's the devil. They're completely unsanctioned by the church. Psychics are heretics and thieves who practice witchcraft. There's no validity to anything he told you.
I should have had immunity to all of it.
It's fun! He is fun!
What do you think of a guy who become friends with his tarot card reader and he and his wife have a long-term, you know...
I want to offer him a weekly spot on the show, is what I think. I love this guy.
He's just the light of my life. I know I speak for the others when I say he is so amazing, you know, and he's just, I wish I could know him more, you know, because he is one of a kind, you know, I think about him all the time, and well, I'm wondering, should we kill him?
Hendricks is up. Broken bat roller. Throw to second, and it hits the runner! Here comes Madrigal! Wow, the White Sox win it 4-3.
Magic. Whole lot of magic.
One, two, three,
and here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go,
Tim. Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show, afternoons 2 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Thank you so much for hanging out, Parkins and Spiegel, on The Score. 4-hour show yesterday, 4 hours today. But don't worry, a day game tomorrow, so we'll be able to pay. You're off tomorrow. Happy anniversary, my friend.
Tomorrow,
happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you, Harry. Tomorrow is the third anniversary for me and my lovely wife, and we like to go to ball games on our anniversary since we went to a ball game on our wedding day.
It's true.
It was a very famous Cubs game of that year, 3 years ago, when we went, where they came back. I believe they were 9 runs down in the fourth inning. And in the miserable rain against the Brewers, of all teams, at Wrigley Field. And they came back.
Wasn't it the Braves?
No, it was the Braves.
Yep, it was against the Braves, of all teams.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Against the Braves, 3 years ago tomorrow. And in the seventh, bottom of the seventh, I guess, top of the eighth.
It was very cold and rainy.
Very cold and rainy.
But you had a skybox.
We were in a suite, yes. My wife and her mother said, I think we should go. And I thought... they're coming back here. Okay. And we left. And then they came back.
You didn't know that, Tanny?
No. Oh, I mean, dude. What a bad omen to start your marriage.
I disagree.
Baseball is like the perfect, you know, representation of marriage. Like
Tanny.
They quit early.
You stick with it, man. You Tanny. Know, like you never know how things can break work through problems.
I will direct you to the post on mattspiegel.com titled "The Best Rally I Ever Missed." Okay.
Okay.
Because I made the decision for my family that it was more important than even baseball was more important to leave with my wife and her mother, make sure everybody's comfortable, take care of things. And as I fielded the call in the parking lot from my buddy Kurt, who was there saying, yeah, they just took the lead. I was just a little upset, just a little. But you do what you have to for your wife. Can I take it that way if I wanted to?
You could, but there's an alternate universe where you stayed at the game and the post of the story was the baseball game that defined defined my marriage or set us on the right course for marriage.
How about whichever one has me still married 3 years later?
yeah, right. Sure.
I'll take that.
Sure.
Yeah. I think I made the right choice.
Yeah, you did. We're going to do a bit about your wedding at some point that's really about me. Which I'm looking forward to, that we discussed in the break a little while ago to celebrate your anniversary. So I'm very excited. We have to bring it back because I got a big laugh at Spiegel's wedding.
What a surprise. My 3-year anniversary is actually the anniversary of Danny getting a big laugh.
Got a huge laugh in front of a bunch of people that I didn't know. Took a big swing. Easily could have offended the crowd.
It does not happen often, so that's why we have to celebrate.
That's right. That's exactly right. We gotta
he was
celebrate.
Beaming when I was reminding him of it during a break.
I forgot about that laugh.
That's right. What a laugh that was. Let's talk about that. Let's definitely talk about that.
Heck yeah. We got guests lined up for it and everything. It's going to be fantastic. Speaking of a laugh that we had off the air that we need to bring on the air, in our group chat, you know, we're all, why I like the team is I consider all of you guys friends in addition to coworkers. I know you guys like to distance yourself from me. Tanny just pulled a muscle backing away from that comment.
It's just, it's true. Hey, Danny got another laugh. Let's remember this 3 years from now. I laughed.
Thank you.
But no, I mean, we have to, we are, I believe we are friends. I've got both those guys something for their birthday during the show, granted.
Right. But, no, I didn't say best friends. I just, you know, friends. Sure. We enjoy each other's company. And I like that. But it would be cool if you were Dave Wanstead, who is a friend of this show.
Oh, right.
Right? And his best friend is Jimmy Johnson.
Amazing.
It's a different level of cool friendship. What it allows him the life to live. And
when you're Jimmy Johnson and you are a made guy in multiple universes, you've won titles in college, Super Bowls, and then you just retired. You just left, but you didn't retire because you're still working for Fox, making big bank, doing that for years and years and years. And you own a boat.
Yeah. Jimmy Johnson's life was dynasty at the U in the 80s, most famous college football team of its era.
Oklahoma State before that?
Yeah. And then Cowboys of the 90s. Like America's team, Jerry Jones, Aikman, Deion Sanders. Right, he wasn't there for Deion. That was Switzer. But he just the biggest celebrity football team that maybe has ever existed. Dave Wanstead is there for both. Dave Wanstead then parlays that fame and fortune into coach of the Bears, coach of the Dolphins, millions and millions. Jimmy Johnson retires, becomes one of the voices of the NFL on Fox, right? It's him and Terry Bradshaw. They are like the kings of Fox NFL, 20-something years. Guy makes $2 money to fly across the country 17 Sundays a year and do 2 hours of television. And then he doesn't even watch the games. And then he flies back. Like, Jimmy Johnson is the greatest gig in the world. And that helped Dave Wanstead get the gig at Fox, which is the greatest friendship ever.
You're saying that, are you calling Wani a Jimmy Johnson coattail rider?
I think Wani would call himself a Jimmy Johnson coattail rider. Would he not? I don't think that's insulting in any way. Like, it's an amazing thing. Like, and Tony Wise has rode Dave Wanstead's coattails. That's how it works. Like, you help your friends
and your guys
in business, right?
Yes.
Like, we want it. Like, that every business in many ways works like that. And so Troy Aikman posts this picture on Instagram.
It's an amazing picture.
I can't name everyone in the picture, unfortunately, but what a weekend. Lots of laughs with great friends, reminiscing our time together in Dallas and celebrating Jimmy Johnson. We are all indebted to Coach for changing our lives. Next stop, Canton, Ohio. And there's Norv Turner, Jimmy Johnson, Dave Wannstedt, Troy Aikman, Tony Wise, and two people I don't know.
But I'm sure those guys are assistant coaches or quality assurance coaches or something.
Yeah, and it's just...
Tony Wise, by the way, has two beers in his hand. He has, the Miller Lights were biting. He's got a Miller Light between two fingers, and it looks like a Bud Light between another two fingers. Unless he was on like a can run, he was the guy just like cleaning up the cans.
It's a good job for Tony Wise to have. But he, you know, he's just...
Let's think about that. Tony Wise, the offensive line coach. I had to do something to stick around. So he's cleaning up cans on Jimmy Johnson's boat. That plays. That checks
out. Listen to me. Listen to me now. I'm oh, okay. I'll give you one of my better ones. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Tony.
Tony Wise once said on the old McNeil and Boers show, every sack is a specific occurrence.
it's so great.
Talking about sacks. And it's just, I don't think of sacks now without thinking of Tony Wise.
We had Tony Wise on with Wani, and they were crushing the interview. Uh-huh. Crushing it. Story after story, playing off of each other like best friends do. Yeah. Just, I mean, like, fell into their old routine like Clyde Frazier and Pearl Monroe. Like, the chemistry was just brilliant and apparent. And I asked Tony Wise.
Tony, if you're telling one Dave Wannstedt story, we know him. But if you're telling, I want to tell you a story, and at the end of the story, you know everything you need to know about who Dave Wannstedt is. What story are you telling?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, there's... you got me on that. I didn't think about that.
They've worked together for 30 years. Every job. Thanksgivings together. Dude. Tony Wise, right? Unmarried. Just like spends Thanksgiving, Christmas, holidays at the Wannstedt family home.
Yeah, probably picking up beer cans.
Just unbelievable. Like, oh, wow.
That's one of those times you took the big swing. I talk about that with you all the time.
That's not a big swing. They had been crushing the interview for 15 minutes, and then he can't give me one story. Yeah, took the air right out of the segment. But, yeah, what an incredible boat. And, by the way, I don't know if we have it up on Twitch, this picture.
Good. Did we tweet it as well?
Troy Aikman.
Ripped.
My God. That guy right now, top 25 quarterback in the NFL? Would you rather have that version of Troy Aikman with a 9-pack or Andy Dalton? I'm not even kidding. He looks ridiculous.
He does look ridiculous.
It does. It looks like a person sculpted from iron. It looks fake. It looks like on his own Instagram. Like, you know about face tuning? Mm-hmm. It's this thing that some of the Instagram models will be doing, like, to like brush up or airbrushing or whatever
and
it is.
And Tanny.
Yeah, Tanny is renowned for airbrushing his Instagram posts. It looks like Troy Aikman stenciled in his own abs on his Instagram page. It's an incredible life.
It really is.
It's an incredible life.
It's amazing. I don't know. That's a lot of working out for Troy Aikman to stay looking that way when you're a made guy and you're already a TV guy. But I suppose once you're an athlete, that mindset is not something you lose necessarily.
I guess not. And Dave Wannstedt, Shane, we reached out. He was doing something.
Yeah. According to his Twitter, he was talking to Mike Ditka. So apparently Mike overrules us.
And I'm always available unless I'm doing something.
So we have the bat signal out, the Wani signal, because we want stories of the Cowboys reunion to celebrate Jimmy Johnson's induction into Canton, where he's on the boat with Tony Wise, Norv Turner, Troy Aikman, Jimmy Johnson, and a couple of other unnamed Cowboys assistants. And then now today is dining with Mike Ditka at what looks like a golf club. Dave Wannstedt is the most interesting man in the world, is basically what I'm saying.
Pretty close. I'd like to imagine, by the way, if Jimmy Johnson is hosting all these people on his boat, that somewhere Mike Holmgren is hosting like John Gruden, Steve Mariucci, and Marty Morningwig on a boat somewhere.
Yeah.
Just like all their consiliaries are all doing that. Like Marv Levy, who got into the Canadian Hall of Fame today at the age of 95, I do believe, is somewhere on
a
boat.
Put him in the Hall of Fame!
Yeah!
Put him in the Hall!
Like Cornelius Bennett and Bruce Smith are on Marv Levy's boat, just hanging out. And Jim Kelly is improbably ripped as he's there shirtless.
It's perfect. It absolutely is perfect. The coaching tree, it's a legendary thing, right? All of us. Was that just a check on to be sure that everybody was still alive?
Jim Kelly. Yeah.
He had brain cancer, right?
Yeah. That was it? Yeah. It was a rough go.
All right. Well,
almost a disaster.
Oh, wait. No, Jim Kelly's dead.
Oh, no, he's not.
As of 2013.
No. You're looking at the wrong Jim Kelly.
Let someone talk.
He
did not pass away.
I
wouldn't have told Speaks that yes, he was still living if I wasn't sure.
So who's the dead Jim Kelly?
I bet there's
it's
a lot of them.
It's a common name.
It's a lot of them.
Did you just Google Jim Kelly dead and get an obituary from Jim Kelly?
I Google Jim Kelly, and the most popular question is Jim Kelly dead? You click on the answer, it says deceased, 1946 to 2013. But Jim Kelly was born in 1960, so we're clear.
Not him. All right.
Yeah, that was a really good segment there. It was fun. Now, what have we done?
we tried to kill Jim Kelly.
Speaks, you did the right thing by asking off mic.
Yep.
And then these guys
here.
It's a lot easier to communicate with all of you if I just turn the mic on.
Hey, is this a good time to tell you that I reached out to a friend of mine who's a hardcore Phillies fan, has been watching every game for the last 4 or 5 years, and I said, hey, is Nick Williams good defensively in the outfield corners, was my question, and his response was, horrible defensive outfielder in the corners, terrible instincts, decent arm, but minimal range, and completely unusable in center field.
My question is, why didn't we save this for Ask a Phillies Fan?
I'm just saying, if Nick Williams is playing left field in Tony La Russa's White Sox lineup in place of Andrew Vaughn for defense, he's a horrific corner outfielder, is Nick Williams. I believe that the measurables, which are sketchy for defense, whether it's defensive runs saved or UZR 150 or whatever, don't favor him either. So Nick Williams just got awful.
Real quick, Sean Anderson Speaks, who you know.
I do.
Alerted me that the dead Jim Kelly that died in 2013 is a martial artist. He was in a lot of Bruce Lee movies. Hey, hand up. That's on me. Big thumb guy. Pointing thumbs.
Yeah, no, that's
not fingers.
I appreciate that.
No problem.
That's on you.
Tanny kind of urged me to look, though.
Nice. It's partially on Tanny. And partially on me for bringing up the off-air question.
Yeah, why are we talking about Jim Kelly?
I'm not sure. He's on Marv Levy's fictional boat.
That's right.
From the Canadian Hall of Fame, because we were evaluating Jimmy Johnson's boat.
His actual boat.
Would NFL ratings go up if Joe Buck and Troy Aikman's broadcast had Troy Aikman flexing and just shirtless? That picture doesn't make sense. No one in his mid-50s should look like that.
Some people do, though.
I'm not comfortable with it. I mean, I've never had a single ab muscle.
Are you accusing something?
I'm just saying, is something going on there? It doesn't look right. And maybe it's because he's standing next to Jimmy Johnson and Tony Wise. Mm. I don't know. But it's because he's the youngest man in the picture by far.
You think he's wearing a rubber stomach?
I think something. He looks like a cartoon. It looks like Troy Aikman's head on a cartoon body. It doesn't make any sense. It's anatomically impossible is what's happening to Troy Aikman in that picture that you can see on Twitch or on our Twitter handle.
Very misleading.
It's misleading. Thank you. And we're going to ask Dave Wanstead. This is hardcore. We're interrupting Dave Wanstead's offseason of hanging with Jimmy Johnson and Mike Dick. We will get him on the show to ask him about Troy Aikman's abs.
A texter is wondering who Mark Trestman is hosting on his canoe this weekend. That's a great question. I don't know. He sent out a lot of invites, but he's solo. Solo on the canoe with just his toolbox of concepts.
Aaron Cromer gets up in the middle of the boat trip.
And leaves.
I don't want to go on that canoe. That canoe sounds horrible.
I can't be there.
Speaking of horrible.
Jimmy Clausen is on that canoe, by the way. He's the only guy.
It's the only one. It's the only quarterback you could find. Speaking of horrible, Speaks has more data for us and information and analysis on the Cubs offense. It's true. It's Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
Yeah, so when everybody or the majority of the team is scuffling, everybody wants to be the guy. Everybody wants to get a hit and kind of break the cycle and really get the team going and that pressure getting is contagious one way or the other, and I think it's gonna get contagious the other way. It's just a matter of time.
Eternal optimist Ian Happ saying what you have to say when there's over 140 something baseball games left in the season. We are going to get to the Cubs offense, Speaks, because it's just so enjoyable. But I also just want to be vulnerable. I want to share something.
Okay.
With you, please.
Love that.
Yeah, no. I appreciate that because, I mean, you are a person that I can share with, your friends, and you know that I use the microphone sometimes for therapy. The guys on the other side of the glass, my good friends Chris Tannehill and Shane Reardon, have alerted me to a verbal tic that I have when I do these reads, and you know I love doing commercials for people. Apparently, I say all right at the beginning of every single one.
He says all right at the beginning of every spot?
Unless it is a scripted read.
Thank you. Yeah, it's not accurate.
Yeah, sorry. If it's so the Hochberg read is scripted.
Plus,
yeah.
You better not mess up David's. We all know that.
Well, I mean, he scripts them so that I can't mess it up word for word, verbatim. But the ones where there's like talking points and you have to improv a little bit, tell a little story, please make this personal, if you will. The U.S. waterproofing. The sleep number.
Please make this personal.
Mimecast.
Mimecast.
Bet Rivers. God, you got a lot of money coming in, man.
All of them. Whatever I'm doing, if I have to improv.
Please make this personal.
Yeah, that was a mistake. That was a mistake.
Tell him your name sent you.
Apparently, I start everyone with all right. And they told me about this
last week.
Last week.
Yeah.
And
still can't stop.
You had told me something that annoys you that I do, and I've since fixed it.
Yeah.
And then you said, well, guys, is there anything you can say about me? And we had just had so many things going through our head.
We had to have a quick powwow, like, okay, yeah. What's the least offensive thing here out of the long laundry list of things that Danny
does
to annoy
us? But here's the thing, Danny, it can't stop because we get so much joy back here just like saying to each other, all right.
So they told me about this,
yeah,
right? And I, now, it's so in my head, but I don't think of it when I go to the read, but then I hear myself say all right to start it, and I've got 59 seconds left of the read. Yeah. And the whole time I'm talking to you about my amazing sleep number bed or the great value of gambling at Bet Rivers, I'm just thinking, damn it, I said all right again. So these guys are in my head. So now that I'm making it public,
yeah,
I feel like there can be some accountability by the mob on Twitch and the text line, where if I start a commercial by saying all right and then getting into it, you guys just have to flood the text and the messages with me and shame me into correcting this.
All this is going to do is make those last 59 seconds even more of a challenge for yourself. That's all this is going to do. You're going to say it again, but now it's going to be in your head, and you're going to realize that there are unread texts and Twitch comments about it that you want to read after the spot.
He's so right.
Yeah, and it's just going to become even more complicated for you. And you'll have to refine that beginner's mind, that quiet, calm mindfulness to get through the read like the pro you purport yourself to be.
I try to be a pro. You know, sometimes, you're right, I just made my job a little bit more difficult.
You did.
But
you added a layer.
So natural that I just sometimes got to make it more challenging for yourself. It's like in The Princess Bride. I'm not left-handed.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I have something to tell you. There's something you do not know. I myself, that's a terrible accent.
It's kind of like the movie Lost in Translation.
It's a lot like that.
That
well,
was a terrible Indigo Montoya.
It was a bad moment.
That was one of the worst I've ever heard.
I wanted to punt on that one right away.
Immediately.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead. Cuts off.
Wait, real quick. Do you want us to bring up a new thing that annoys us like every month? It's like a monthly thing.
Give
yourself some time to reset.
Give me the feedback that you think things that I do poorly that would improve the show. Okay. I genuinely. So I know one of them is I'm terrible at getting to commercial breaks on time, most notably at the end of the hour.
Okay. At least you're self-aware.
So, but again, haven't fixed it.
You're actively trying, though, even though you're not.
Yeah, actively trying, but like not at all, though. Like inactively trying.
Right.
You're trying offline.
I'm aware of when I make the mistake after I've made the mistake.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, we already crushed the competition ratings-wise, but we could further ourselves.
There's more than one station that is our competition.
The ratings are not enormous. You'd be surprised how small the ratings are.
Well, they are bigger than you'd also.
We're never going to beat Lale. Does it still exist? Is it still called Lale?
No, it's Wojo now.
Yeah, we're not going to be able to beat Wojo.
Not
Lale
be Wojo.
Is across the street.
Gotcha.
On Lake, but No, we're not competing with Lale.
What can we do to beat Wojo, though? What do
play
we
play Hispanic music?
Can we tell people to listen to Lale?
Okay.
Now that is a good idea. Is that ratings manipulation? Is that allowable to drive? We just, it's like splitting MVP votes on the same baseball team. You know what I mean? They're too good.
They just go searching for a station that doesn't exist.
Yes.
Taking time away from Wojo, who is such a juggernaut right now that we have no chance. But everything else is in play.
Yes.
Number two is in play, and so number one among English-speaking stations in the afternoons is, in theory, in play.
I'm tired of the English-speaking audience, frankly. I'd like to go deeper.
So we need. So I need to correct things, and I'm not saying necessarily that me starting the reads with "All right" is contributing to us not being number one among English-speaking stations, but I'm open to the possibility.
Where does this segment stand?
I have a friend from college.
Self-awareness. In terms of contributing to us not
it's being honest. I'm letting you into my neuroses.
I've got a friend from college who's over at Wojo. I could try to work something out to see if, like, we get a segment on their air, they get a segment on our air.
I don't think this is
promotion with Wojo.
I don't think this is legal. I feel uncomfortable about this.
Okay, all right, we'll see.
I mean, I could be wrong, but I remember being told years ago that you can't talk about this stuff.
Huh.
But I could be wrong. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to let people believe the ratings that Feeder publishes.
Yeah. That is definitely true.
I wish we were more popular with 6-year-olds. That's the one thing that annoys me about you.
There's just not enough 6-year-olds with meters.
Tanny, you and I are the ones who've hung around with 6-year-olds. Our own kids, by the way.
They hate the show. I can tell you that.
Absolutely.
I've got one at my home.
Yeah.
You know, she
I can't play them.
The only thing that my kid would like to hear of me on the radio is the Feldco jingle. That's really all he wants to hear.
Yeah, we don't talk nearly enough about Roblox as we should.
There's not nearly enough Roblox content.
My dog turned 6 in May. She just lost her meter last month.
Oh, it's too bad.
That's tough.
Inigo Montoya accent, by the way, is going to help us take down Wojo. That should really help. All right.
Don't even put those two together.
No, I'm just saying. We're going to be fine. Everything's going to be just fine. I'm going to stop saying, all right. You guys come up with a list. Top 5? Top 10? How deep of a list could you make of things that you'd want me to change or improve?
We can go deep, but there's a paper shortage right now.
Okay. All right. We'll start with top 5.
Breathing.
You want me to stop breathing?
Mm-hmm.
All right, breathing.
Texter says, Danny, you are bad at talking. Talking is something you do poorly.
I disagree with that.
No, he's pretty good at talking.
Yeah, I think he's a good talker.
Yeah, he's pretty good at that. Yeah.
All right. Well,
I think he's a good talker.
Yeah. This Texter's 6-year-old always sings the open. Here we go, Jim. Here we go, Tony. Whatever it takes.
We appreciate that.
That's right.
That's very good.
Of course he's a good talker. He is. We like him as a talker.
Who?
You.
Oh, cool. Thanks. Great. Still on that?
Oh, she still sings the McNeil and Parkins open, says the texter. That ain't right.
Well,
my God.
She'll get there. All right.
I'm the problem. Clearly, I'm the problem.
So what else do we need to know? Because I'm watching this team. It's Woodruff against Hendricks. It's Bieber against Giolito. We got great pitching matchups all over the place. We got real exciting baseball.
Well, there's two things I wanted to tell you about just how horrific they are.
Please.
Okay. We know that, you know, they're striking out a ridiculous amount. That we know that they have twice as many strikeouts, the Cubs' offense, as hits. 100 strikeouts, 49 hits. The 49 hits are the lowest they've collected in any 10-game stretch since at least 1901. Any 10 games ever from the entire history of the franchise, they've never been this bad in terms of amount of hits. But here's the thing. We think of them as chasing, like you see Javi chase on like the breaking stuff and everything like that. They also don't hit fastballs. That's something that we're learning in some of the data, or is it data?
That's I don't know the full numbers on this.
Data or data.
Yeah, but I believe fastballs are thrown often.
Well, because Ross, very, very often. Because Ross,
if
Ross said yesterday that, you know, they're still on the fastball when they swing, something like that, and Sahadev Sharma did a deep dive on The Athletic. No, when they actually see a fastball, they're not even swinging at them. They're just swinging at like 63% of the fastballs that they get in the zone, and they have the lowest batting average against those fastballs. And then I told you, Kevin Goldstein wrote about Javi Baez, and it's so scary, the stuff that he wrote on Fangraphs about Javi. But the scariest thing is the stuff this year, because what has always made Javi survivable at the plate is that he was really good against fastballs. and a hard hit percentage against four seam fastballs over 60%. This year, he's got a 71.4% swing and miss rate on fastballs. It's like he's just, so if you see him chasing, that's bad. But if you see him against fastball, that's also bad.
Great.
So it's really, really historically, improbably, impossibly bad right now.
What do you think Javi's explanation, because interviews are weird right now. There's not really pregame access to players anymore, which is when, you know, a Sahadev Sharma would pull Javi aside and have a 20-minute conversation with him about his approach at the plate and situational hitting and two-strike approach and give him those stats. And that, you know, that's not existing right now. So what do you think Javi's explanation or response or defense, however you want to put it, would be when confronted with, man, you are either hitting home runs or doing nothing else, and there's not enough home runs to justify how bad you look at the plate so often, especially in the situational awareness. Like I try to, you know me, I try to always look at every story from, you know, the both sides. Like, what am I missing here? What would Javi tell us we're missing that Kevin Goldstein's missing?
I don't know. That he's trying too hard, that he's trying to do too much.
Because it was video, that's back. It was fans, right. They're back. It is early.
But he said the video, and I believe that the video matters because Javi is a visual learner and needs to see that he's completely swinging from the shoe tops and should slow down and quiet it down, but he's still not doing it. I don't know what the answer would be. The situational awareness is just what is so scary to me. Down five with one out in the sixth last night, just swinging as hard as he can on every single pitch again. It's like it's not working. And when your team desperately needs base runners, contact of any kind, change something. And his manager's losing confidence, too, and getting frustrated, too.
Yeah, I
don't know what he would say.
I don't think that it's going to change. There is no evidence to suggest that it is going to change. Correct?
Yeah.
There, right? Javi Baez can get hot at the plate. There's no question about that. It's the reason this gets so much attention is because he is so talented and because he has breathtaking talent, and it feels like he is a good enough athlete with good enough hand-eye coordination that if he set out to correct this thing, he could.
We've seen those adjustments. We've seen him do it years ago, and now it feels like a choice. That's what gets you crazy, is that it doesn't feel like an inability to do that. It feels like a choice, and that feels wrong.
But why, right? Why would he choose that? To what end? And so that's what I don't get, and I think that's why he gets more discussion of it than anybody. It's because, man, he's absolutely good enough to do this, right? There are people with his, if you want,
with his hand-eye coordination,
His athleticism, his power, his speed.
Mm-hmm.
Javi Baez should be able to take some more walks or hit some more opposite field singles.
Take some more walks can be tough, but at least hit some more opposite field singles. At least make some more contact with two strikes. At least change your swing a little bit.
A combination thereof, right? It's kind of crazy that it's not there. And it's not just him, but he does seem like the guy who should be able to solve it because of the overall talent and athleticism.
And we attribute the choice to it. And it feels that way. And that choice is a selfish one.
I've called it that before. And sometimes it feels harsh. And then other times, you know, it's like, okay, maybe at some point, looks like a duck, quacks like a duck. It's a duck. Like, this is just who he is.
Yeah.
This is Javi Baez's offensive profile, for better or worse. Text him and Twitch him. We answer your questions with one last thing next on The Score.
It's time for one last thing.
That is the $1.5 billion question.
I just want to ask you one question.
That's a general answer to a general question.
Ask any question.
I just want to ask you.
For anyone on the show.
Question.
That's probably an unsatisfying answer, but that's as candid as I can be.
I just want to ask you one question. question.
What do you think about Verb?
It's the dumbest question you could ask.
What?
Jesus.
I just want to ask you one question.
That's a silly question. That's a leading question. When I told you, if you listen.
I just want to ask you one question.
Whoever's interviewing him just baited him hard.
I just want to ask you.
That's a great question.
One question.
One last thing with Parkins and Spiegel on 670 The Score.
So that was Don Cooper and coming back at me for some of the questions, and Lucas Giolito referencing the leading questions in the new One Last Thing open. I enjoyed both of those additions. We like to end the show with your questions. Twitch them, text them. Shane, what do we got?
From our guy Charlotte J, which for those not familiar, that's Jay out in Charlotte. He asks, if you could have something other than a child named after you, what would it be?
Something other than a child.
Yeah, what would it be?
Wow.
I like the Larry David sandwich episode of Curb. Like a sandwich, like a specialty item at your favorite restaurant.
That's pretty good.
Is just, it's not even for the bragging rights. It'd be cool to say, I'll have the Danny Parkins.
I'll go with a street. I'll take a street downtown, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Or by a ballpark, maybe.
So you'd like someone's address to be like, Matt, would you want Matt Spiegel Way?
Matt Spiegel Way. Sure. Matt Spiegel Boulevard, man. Maybe. Boulevard feels good. It's wider, like myself.
This is a tough one. I mean, stay on brand, I think. Maybe like somebody's cow.
I was going to say a cut of beef.
Yeah, like a cut of beef. Like there's the Delmonico, which isn't actually a real cut of beef. It's just what a restaurant formed into their own cut.
Uh-huh.
I actually always had, I mean, this is not, there was a point in time where I thought it'd be really cool to, if you had a really successful radio show, to have a sports bar named after it. And then you could do remotes from there, like, and you could have like the integration, and then to have your own hangout spot, restaurant spot. Your boys could come through, comp them a bunch of stuff. Obviously, that would cost you money, but it'd be cool to have your own sports bar or restaurant.
Hey, welcome to Parkins and Spiegel. How are you?
Yeah,
saddle up.
Be great. That'd be a cool thing.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Tanny?
I really like the sandwich idea. Have a sandwich at Manny's named after you.
That'd be cool.
Since you stole that one, I will go with having a sneaker. Whatever sneaker you would wear for sitting on your keister all day doing a radio show, you can name it after me.
Oh, look at that. I got a pair of Tannehill 10s I'm rocking. So cool.
That would be cool.
That is good.
A signature shoe. Any other questions?
From Perch Porch, when the heck is the target for all hosts to be in studio every day? I think we're doing a pretty good job. You guys are pretty much here close to every day. Lawrence is here pretty much every day. Mollenhauer coming in on Fridays. Dan and Layla coming in on Mondays and Thursdays. It's about safety, and speaking from the logistics business side, we can't have too much crossover yet until everybody is fully vaccinated. But mm-hmm. once everyone is fully vaccinated, I think then is the plan to have everyone here every day.
I think that's right. My second shot is tomorrow, actually.
Nice.
Yeah, very excited about it. Yeah, and I think there will still be some flexibility within the company even after that, honestly, because the logistics of it has worked, but I would assume that will be the overwhelming majority going forward once everyone's vaccinated.
I love being here. It was great to be in today. Thank you, boys. Shane and Tanny, as always, a terrific job. Danny, nice to see you through the glass.
Yeah, it's just like a thin layer of plexiglass, right?
Yeah, I could stand it to be a little thicker, frankly.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Like 18 blocks of thickness from here down to...
Yeah.
This is like Ben Affleck in The Town when he goes to meet his dad in prison. See you on this side or the other.
That's right. What did we do? We had John Morosi on the show today.
Yeah, we did.
He was our only guest today. Thank you to Brian Gertsch. He runs our Twitch chat. Shane, who's on after us before the game? I didn't see it.
There's no way to know.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, it's a 6:05 pre, so we're pretty much just going right to Cubs.
Oh, I thought...
We're fine.
I thought it was a little later. All right.
One more question?
Yeah, let's squeeze another question in there. I thought it was 6:35.
Make a nice long question.
My bad. Yeah, give me another question.
Okay.
Do we know for sure?
Here's one.
Wow.
Are you looking at the text line, Speaks?
I am. If you could visit 100 years in the past or 100 years in the future, which would you choose?
The future.
It's a great question. The future?
Yeah.
Just to visit and then have to come back? I don't know, man. Because then you know so much about what's going to happen. Things would feel so useless.
And why would they feel useless?
Because you know what's going to happen and you'd realize the folly in things. I'd rather go to the past. Plus, I would gamble a lot on sports.
And are you kidding me? The Roaring 20s and all those flapper girls? Sign me up for the Roaring 20s, please.
It is prohibition, though. In this town?
There are speakeasies. We'll know how to get it.
Yeah.
No, but you go visit the future.
I know.
And then you get to come back.
I know.
Well, so...
I don't think I want to know.
Steal the sports almanac and then come back and then you live the rest of your life here. Instant money-making opportunity.
Okay, but with the caveat that maybe you won't be able to get back.
And, well,
that changes
And you don't know you can bring something back. You know, exactly. You don't know that you can bring the almanac back. I got my brain. I know what happened in the 20s. I could say, you know what? That Babe Ruth kid is going to be pretty good. Going to be pretty good.
But okay.
Yeah, sign me up for the flappers.
Sign me up for the future. It'd just be cool.
Yeah. Well,
I'd like to.
It's not.
I'd like to know how many Twitter followers I have.
I'd like to hear if I'm still saying all right at the beginning of every spot.
I'd like to know.
100 years from now, your Twitter trolls will be able to like reach you virtually right in front of your face.
Yeah. They're no longer in your pocket.
Yeah.
Just live with
They're
you.
They're like poking your neck the entire time.
I want to live in that time. That sounds great. All right, Brian Gertz runs our Twitch chat. We appreciate it. John Morosi was our only guest. Shane Reardon is our executive producer. Thank you, sir. Sean Anderson's here in the building. We appreciate everyone at the Prudential Building. Chris Tannehill makes us sound better than we are each and every day. For Matt Spiegel, I'm Danny Parkins. We are Parkins and Spiegel. This is The Score.
So, all right, back to the baseball thing. As Alex Cora has, do you say he was fired or he was, because I haven't seen it cross here. Has he been fired or was he suspended? All right, we'll try to figure that out here momentarily here. But it probably has been suspended. It was the same thing that Rob Manfred.
Yeah, Mark, Jeff Passan, just 47 seconds ago, Alex Cora out as Boston Red Sox manager following the fallout of the sign-stealing scandals that have enveloped baseball.
Out. So he uses the terminology.
Enveloped.
That's what I said.
Okay. So wait, so he's out as manager?
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.